What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show. I go sit off there. He's been on the show when he was Tennessee. He's been on the show when he's in Missouri, in California. Now he's back in Missouri State. The man himself is Konzo Martin. Coach Martin, to talk to you again. How's life up there? And good to see you in Springfield, good brother.
No, it's great, man. Thank you for having me. I'm just enjoying life and got my workout in today, so I'm good to go.
Now, Coach Martin, for you, man, this opportunity in Missouri State, you've been there previously, so I know when it opened up, it probably caught your attention a lot, man. Were you expecting to jump back in this cycle or this job was so special to you? You said, hey, I'll jump at this.
I just think really, you know, having 2 years out to really reflect, to rejuvenate, and more than anything, to be rejoiced to have the opportunity to do that, to be with my family, to spend quality time. Because oftentimes in what we do in this profession, we could be present in family situations, but not present, you know, because you got the cell phones, you got so much stuff going on. So you consume with everything and building your program, maintaining success and dealing with your student athletes. But that time off was great for me. So now when this opportunity came around, I just feel like it was a great one. One, because I've been here before. I'm familiar with the people. I'm familiar with the landscape. It's in proximity to where I was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, but I grew up on the east side in Illinois. So I just thought everything lined up properly. I had a great relationship with the athletic director who just, you know, took another job. So, but I've been through that before too, man. But it's just a part of the business, and I'm happy to be back here.
No doubt, Coach Martin. For you, while you was out, Coach Martin, how much basketball did you watch to try to maybe learn some more basketball, look at some European ball, look at the NBA, kind of pick up some schemes here that you may want to implement now this time around? Because I know when you're out of the game, you have time to think about the game, look at the game, evaluate the game. So how did you kind of do that basketball-wise?
Good question. Well, you know, when you're in it, you know, I watch a lot of film. You know, I would watch, say, for example, we play a team on Tuesday. In the prep for the game on Saturday, I probably watch at least three pieces of game film outside of clips of individual players. So I watched a lot of film. In the summertime, you know, in the spring and summertime, you try to watch some NBA teams and international teams as much as you can, but you're not really consumed with it because your focus is your team. You want to grow. You go to camps and clinics. You study a lot of different things, but not at the level you would like. So having the time out to really watch a lot of NBA games, to study games, and I didn't watch every team. So if I watched a game, I watched for entertainment, but there's probably four or five teams that I watched to study because they resembled, you know, college teams and how they played, how they shared the ball, how they moved the ball, the structure of the team, how they defended, and the transition offense, the flow. Even though they had star players, they played like a college atmosphere, not so much one-on-one play. So I studied that, and then I talked to quite a few guys that would, whether with G League teams or NBA teams, and studying. And I watched college basketball just from entertainment standpoint, but more teams that I wanted to watch and study. And they could have been mid-major programs, high major, low major. So it didn't matter just how they played the game and try to implement some of the things there. Yeah, so watched a lot of ball, but it was at my pace. And some days I would go three straight hours. I mean, I'd go 2 days not watching at all. So I just was constantly taking notes and preparing myself to be better just in case.
Now, Coach Martin, you're better than me, man. I can't watch for entertainment. My mind's going to what defense we in? Are we hedging? We're blitzing? What actions we're running? I can't watch the game as a fan, Coach. My mind goes to strategy every time, man.
Now, but boss, I'd say, so the entertainment piece were more or less teams that I have relationships with. Yes. It could have been a head coach or an assistant coach. So I watch from that standpoint. I go see their teams play. Or when I did some consulting for teams and programs, I would watch those teams. But I'm just not turning the TV on, just watching. Now, I will say this. Out of all the conferences around the country, the league that I watched the most for whatever reason was the Big East. I enjoyed the Big East play because I thought it was old school physical from a Big Ten standpoint back in those days when I played. I thought the refs, I mean, I'm talking about they let those guys play. I thought that all of them, for the most part, played hard. They played tough. They defended. They rebounded. It was a physical brand, man. So I enjoyed watching Big East basketball.
No doubt, Coach. You know what I love about the finals right now is watching my old buddy Al Horford, even Xavier Tillman. They're surviving the switch. When we're switching 1 through 5, we have a 5 minute they can survive that switch, man. And watching two guys I know very well, Xavier Tillman and Al Horford, survive those switches, man, with Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, man. So impressive, a big to move their feet and survive. Yeah, actually contest the shot the right way and make them force them to do it for either way or not the shot they want. It's beautiful to watch, Coach.
Man, I think when you're talking about those two teams, and I mean, I'm going to go with Boston specifically, they have a togetherness and they're built to win. And when anytime you have an all-league guy like Al Horford who's committed to whatever it takes to win basketball games, whether you bring him in as a starter or come off the bench, however you want to do it, he's accepted that role. And a guy of that magnitude has embraced that role. Then you have a Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, two talented guys, man. But if you're able to switch with big guys on those skill players, man, it just goes to show you the willingness to win and do whatever it takes to win basketball games. You got to become selfless, and you got to embrace whatever role in order for our team to be successful. And I think both teams exemplify that. But when you're talking about those two big guys specifically, it's phenomenal to watch.
It's good to watch guys who can either defend up or defend down that down position and still be effective. And I think that's what young men in your program should want to strive to be. I can guard up or down my position and survive switches and be switchable on anything, flexible, so you can play them multiple minutes because they can do multiple things for you. So I think these two teams are good for your teams doing workouts to show like, hey, you want to play a lot and do it effective. Watch these guys right here.
Well, I think when you're talking a game, when you're talking terms of teams that are built to win championships, and these two teams are right there, one, they have the togetherness. I think the other part you have to have is a competitive spirit. And I think somebody has to win the game. So, and I think somewhere that's lost in the youth game, not to say anybody lacks talent, nobody's not coaching it. When you play a lot of games and you win a lot of games, you play in a whole weekend, you take for granted what it means to actually win the game. And then what it means, I think we have to be better as coaches. And you see these two teams, what it means to play hard. And I don't want to bring up any names in these championship games, but some guys don't play hard. They don't play hard. I don't care what the level stats, how much money you make, but they don't play hard consistently. Yes, and it shows sometimes. And I think the leadership piece, and I think both teams exude leadership, and we can be great leaders, whether we're vocal or communicate behind the scenes. You can do that. Then you have to have the emotional intelligence, man, in these type of atmospheres, the hostile environments. You can't get so consumed with how the game is being officiated. You got to play the game. And the skill is skill. And you look at, when you're talking about Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Luka, Kyrie Irving. You're talking about some of the best talents in the world. I mean, right now, you're talking, if you say top 15 guys in the world, that's four of them right there.
Oh, yes. No doubt, Coach Martin. For you, man, like Coach Martin, you've had a knack for building programs the right way, getting guys to play the right way. Talk about that piece about yourself coming to a new program, setting the standard, setting the culture, getting guys to buy in and be together and get them to want to play the right way for their brother and be connected on and off the court and follow the game and discipline the right way and just do things right all the time.
Well, I think one – there has to be a level of commitment and sacrifice. And I go back to many times, everybody says the word sacrifice, and we know the definition of sacrifice. But I'll often say, if you've never felt a great loss or given up anything from a great standpoint, then you've never really sacrificed anything. And I think in order to become a great team, there has to be a level of sacrifice, because everybody, you know, coming to this level, you played somewhere. Everybody's good at this level. So what do I need to do to be successful within this team? And I try to get that to guys to understand that. I show it in a lot of different ways, the commitment, the accountability, just the sacrifice of being on time every day. Can you consistently be on time every day? But also, I try to instill in these guys, are you blessed with this opportunity? Because oftentimes we take things for granted. Are you blessed with this opportunity? I'll give you an example. I went, and I try to train with our guys, our players. Now, again, I can't train at that level, so I'm not saying that. But a couple of our guys, they went, one of our players and one of our student managers, we went to, graduate assistant. We went running the state football stadium stairs this morning. And again, I'm not doing it at the level they are. But as we were walking over there, it's 85 degrees, the sun shining, beautiful campus. You got trees and lights, the sun, everything. So I said to the guys, I said, as we were walking, I said, do you realize, man, that there are guys that are in prison right now, they'll never be able to make this walk the rest of their lives. They will put them in a casket and they'll never be able to make this walk. I said, so to be able to enjoy this walk and the sun is shining, you can see the campus, you can hear the birds, construction going on campus, which is a great thing. So be blessed for this opportunity. Don't take this for granted. And I said, but I also say to him, at some point, you will become a pillar in your community. So what does that mean? Will you be a great man, husband, father, teacher, and leader? Mm-hmm. All you're doing, all you consume with is just a basketball game, then, man, you're a shell of yourself in life. I mean, so you want more out of life. So, man, strive to be more. So I instill all those things, really. So when we get to the court, they understand the impact. So if you're an NBA player, great. But if not, that doesn't mean your life is ended. You just get started. And so that's what we try to talk about more than anything, the accountability of what it means to be a man and be successful student athlete and doing things the right way and working as hard as you can work and just let the chips fall where they may.
And Coach Moore, you said a word there, but that's something my dad always told me. He said, even though you didn't go pro, son, your radio show's impacting people still. And
yes.
And my dad put that in my head some years ago because I was down for a while. I'm doing radio because I wanted to just to stay around the game, right? I really wanted to play, but you know, it didn't work out for me, right? But my dad said, understand something, son. When you have coaches on your show, players on your show, you're impacting them and their families and other people who hear their story. So when my dad put that on me, Coach, it changed my vision about this show, where I'm doing it to impact others. And people hear you say today, Coach Martin, they'll hear that and somebody, it'll hit somebody. Which I'm trying to say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it hit somebody, we made a difference today on this show.
I agree with that. And it just, you know, really... I, in my time, there's a lot of learning, which is beautiful learning. And what I try to say to our young men, you have to have the confidence to speak in a room of 1,000. And because what happens, and I always say to them, the minute you wake up and you walk out your door, whether it's your dorm or apartment, you're walking billboard. And what does it read? Just like you see those billboards on the highway, they reading you every day. So it's how you move. And you hear the quotes and sayings all the time, how you do anything is how you do everything. For the most part, that is correct. And I just think for us, and I tell these guys, society will always judge you. Society will always judge you. So why don't you show them what a kingdom man looks like? Show them what integrity and character looks like. Show them what accountability looks like. But also show them a man when storms hit. You deal with the storms, you embrace the storms. And you navigate through them. That's part of life. Everybody, every story is not always success from start to finish. We all go through something in life, and it's just how we handle it. And you got to wear pain, you got to wear disappointment, and you got to wear hard times with a smile. And I try to do it the best of my abilities.
And Coach Morgan, for you, man, is this summertime, man, being year one, workouts, is it more team-oriented things or more of player development? Because I know you want to put stuff in. But so how do you kind of balance the fine line with these 4 hours you have every week?
Oh, we do it all. We do so. What we do first 2 weeks is it's a lot of getting to know each other. So we work out. So what we do is in our first 2 weeks we go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on the floor about 40 minutes on around, and then we do 4 days a week in the weight room. But on the floor, we try to mix up half and half. Half the guys in the weight room, half on the court, and we flip flop them. And it's really a lot of skill development because in my mind. It doesn't matter if you're 5'10 on the team or 6'10. We're trying to treat dribbling, passing, and shooting, ball handling, passing to the left hand, passing to the right hand, bounce back, all the fundamentals that we used to be taught for years. So we do a lot, and I've always done that. So it's a lot of fundamental, a lot of skill work. Not so much as up and down. I'm not trying to check your condition in the first 2 weeks because you should be in peak performance this time of year anyway. So we'll grow into that. So now this is week three. So in week three, we'll start implementing more team things on both sides of the basketball. And we have 7 weeks here at school because normally NCAA gives you 8 weeks, but we'll have seven here because we give about 5 days off during the 4th of July to get home, be with your family, have a good time. Now, again, in my previous years, I wouldn't have done that just thinking you got to work. But you also have to understand the balance of family and the importance of family. So I encourage them to get home with their families and to enjoy all of that because I think it's very important.
No, Coach Martin, let me ask you this, man. Since you said you're getting back into it, it's now changed with NIL and the portal, which I call kind of speed dating now. So how do you go about vetting a young man and so fast, kind of know he's about the right things, about the right values that you want to have in the program, that he's about the team and not just me, or want a little bit of change in his pocket?
Well, I love these times. First and foremost, I love to see young men and women to be able to gain financial wealth and financial security. Now, everybody's numbers are different, but I love that part. The one thing, when it first came, I was on the NCAA Oversight Committee amongst other people. So about 5 years ago, when they first started talking about it, it was transfer portal, one-time transfer. Then it was name, image, and likeness. We didn't think they were coming out at the same time, but all of a sudden they both hit like, boom, like a grenade just hit. And I don't think any of us were prepared to deal with it. And we're still working toward dealing with it. I mean, we're still learning as we go today. But to see student athletes get money, I think that's great. I wish there were better ways that we can get money, meaning like, say, for example, every student athlete gets $500,000 to $1 million, whatever price you name, great, get it. But I wish there was a way, if you stay at that school for 4 years, then there's a bonus of, you know, if you're Power Five, there's a bonus of $500,000 check if you graduate from that school. You finish in 4 years. And if you transfer somewhere, you still get the same thing. But if you stay there all 4 years, that $500,000 bonus check. But if you graduate from any school, say there's a $250 bonus check because you're really working towards something. It's hard to do. I think a lot of times the average fan, what I mean average, not shortchanging the fan, so I don't want to say average like that, but I mean fan that doesn't play the sport. I don't know if they realize the student athletes go to the same classrooms that the regular students go to.
Correct.
So can you imagine 4+ hours a day working on your skill, really pretty much year round, working on the skill and your craft to get better? That's 4+ hours within the team. Now, we both know in order to be great, there got to be 2 extra hours on your own to get mm-hmm. skilled. So that's all year round for 4 years to be great. And I still have to go to class and be a successful student athlete. Man, you really working a job. So I said years ago, I said, why don't we give student athletes 3 credit hours every semester for playing a sport, because I should be able to have an educational degree when I finish playing the sport, because this is my craft. I can go teach. I can be a gym teacher at least in this craft. I shouldn't have to go when I'm done playing, now go get an educational certificate. This is my education. So I think we have to rethink things from an educational standpoint at the university and say, man, what's really the impact of getting this degree when you're playing a sport? Because this is my job. I can teach this now. Not many can teach this. I'm certified to teach this. I've done it 4+ years. So I think, man, I'm happy to get money. I just think that we have I do struggle with young men and women having an opportunity to transfer every year. Not because that's not their right. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking in terms of when I came out of East St. Louis as a young man, when I went to play for Gene Cady, who was a tough, hard-nosed coach. Everybody say tough, hard-nosed, but he wasn't. He was really a teddy bear, great mind. My high school coach is tough, not hard-nosed, but laid back. So I wasn't sure when people meant tough, hard-nosed, what that meant, because I grew up around toughness, accountability, and all those things. But if I would have left Coach Cady after the first year when I wasn't playing the first 10 games and transferred, and then went somewhere else and transferred, where do I grow? So every time the rain hits, every time it started storming, I started running. I never had an umbrella to embrace it, take the rain, and keep going. Now, again, this is the culture we live in. So what I'm saying, kids aren't afraid and scared because they're trans. So I'm not saying, I don't want anybody, oh, well, yeah, no, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, man, if the situation there is good, you're growing and getting better, why go somewhere else? Because what we don't talk about in the transfer portal, the thousands of young men and women that are left out because they decide to transfer. And sometimes coaches remove them and they have no options. So we're not talking about that piece. So I think we have to be better because as parents all around the country, parents, coaches, the NCAA, we need to sit down and say, okay, I don't have you one-time transfer. That's not what I'm complaining about, meaning me, Council Martin. What I'm saying, for that young man that grew up in East St. Louis, that was me at 18 years old and left to Purdue, if I would have transferred, because it was hard for me to with Coach Katie my first year, and I wasn't playing a lot that first semester, no telling where I would be right now. But because I stayed the course and stayed in the fight, it's one of the reasons why I sit here today.
No doubt, Coach Martin. You said a word there, but like for me, like I had an opportunity to leave after my junior year. I was back in 07, 08, but I chose to stay where I was at because the grass, and all my dad said, grass and all always greener, son. You've been there 3 years. You're going to your senior year. You don't need to leave. And so I stayed right where I was. I believe I had a father like I had to guide me and somebody I could always depend on and trust. Come on, Father's Day here, my dad always led me in the right direction. I can give him that much credit. He always gave me the right word what to do when something popped up in my life.
Amen. I just think what happens with all of our young men and women, again, you have great opportunities. Embrace those opportunities. But just think before you make some of these decisions because – and don't be consumed without – my goal is the NBA player on the women's side, WNBA player. I'm not sure if that's their goal, so I don't want to be disrespectful to their space, but you got to embrace your uniqueness. And I think that's the most important thing. And what I realized, God blessed me with gifts, blessed me with my own gifts, and they were designed exclusively for me. So I had to focus on how to pursue my gifts. And I got to be consistent with that in my work ethic, and I had to foster good habits in my lifestyle. I got to continue to learn how to love and love differently because sometimes what we struggle with as young men, when we go away from home, we learn a different form of love, which is that hard discipline. And we got to realize discipline is another form of love. It's just from somebody else. It comes from some kind. Sometimes for young men, it's the first time a firmness of a man that they're experiencing, that discipline, that love. And then you got to continue to take care of your body. You got to be willing to learn and grow. That's the beautiful thing about life. I love growing at 52. I still like learning and growing. And then you got to be at peace with who you are. You can't be consumed with this guy. He makes $100 million. This guy got this much in there. Man, be at peace with who you are because there's gifts for you and there's success for you. And then find joy and all that. Then ultimately, like I tell our guys, and I learned this older, not younger, happiness has to come from within. And like I said, I don't take for granted just walking out there seeing the trees and the sunshine. That's my happiness. And I thank God every morning I wake up.
No doubt. Last one for you, Coach Martin. This man, exciting for me that you all even going to Conference USA with Kennesaw State, Middle Tennessee, and Western Kentucky. One more year in the Missouri Valley. Tell me about how excited you for that move in 2025, July 1st, and enjoying last year in the Valley.
Well, I'm excited to enjoy this last year in the Valley, which is a great league, and it's where I got my start. A lot of valuable lessons. A lot of wonderful experience. I'm excited to finish the last year in the Valley, and I'm excited to move forward to the Conference USA, which is a great team there too. And then change is good. I'm looking forward to that change. But right now, we're gonna fight to try to win this Missouri Valley Conference championship first.
No doubt, Coach. I'll see you probably at Belmont. Rick knows I always come to Belmont at least, and I'll probably see you at Evansville too as well. So I'll definitely be cheering for you, man, because you always been good to me in the show, Coach Martin. So I'm always in your corner, brother.
Boss man, thank you, man. Have a great day.
Thank you, Coach.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.